We reported yesterday on anger and concern in Roscrea in County Tipperary over drug dealing in the town and the broader issue of the mental health of young people there. Last night, more than 700 people attended a public meeting where organisers called for more Gardaí and better educational programmes in schools to teach children about the dangers of drugs. At that meeting, a letter was read out. It was written by a mother whose son is addicted to drugs and who wanted to remain anonymous.
I've been through hell and back for the last 2 years to get help for his addiction. He has stole from me to pay for his habit, threatened me with a knife, a hurl and a hammer for 4 hours one night for money. I've paid almost all of his debt, a total of €1,900 for his safety, and this morning I will sit before a judge for a fourth time for her to grant a care order for a year, as my son is not well enough to return home to his family.
A contribution at last night's meeting in Roscrea. Pauline McKeown is CEO of Coolmine Therapeutic Community, which operates 3 drug rehabilitation centres in the Greater Dublin area. Half of their clients are from outside Dublin. She's been telling me about their work.
What we see, namely, is that 50% are coming from rural outside the Greater Dublin area. Of that, over 37% in terms of last year of our clients report an increase in heroin use and also alcohol and benzodiazepine use. What we're seeing on a regional basis from the clients coming into the Coolmine Therapeutic Community Services is that there's a prevalence of high-strength cannabis, cocaine, alcohol and benzodiazepine, as well as other prescription medications. As a result of that, they're also coming in with a lot of physical health issues. There's mental health issues. There's risk behaviour around injecting practice, unsafe injecting practice. We would also see a lot of the women may have been engaged in sex work as well and prostitution. And there's a range of criminal justice issues as well from the clients with whom we are working with. I suppose one of the more worrying issues that's being reported as well, not only from the clients we work with, but with their families, is the issue of drug debt and intimidation of the individual and of their families in terms of not being able to repay drug debts.
And you mentioned the 37% increase there, heroin, alcohol and benzodiazepines. Just explain to us what benzodiazepines are.
Well, benzodiazepines are prescription medication that would be prescribed for someone who may be suffering from anxiety or depression or related issues like that.
And looking at heroin, is that something that is a particular problem in rural towns?
From Coolmine's perspective, we are seeing an increase in heroin in the rural areas. Up until about 2 to 3 years ago, predominantly Coolmine would have been working with clients who were more Dublin-based, and it would have been issues of heroin use and opiate use would have been more of a Dublin-based and a Greater Dublin area. But certainly we would be seeing an increase of that in the regional areas as well, as would some of our service providers that we'd work in collaboration with, whom would be providing needle exchange services and indeed to very, very rural areas throughout Ireland.
You mentioned also cannabis use, a softer drug, but obviously one which, and particularly for adolescents, can be a part of a very destructive cycle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, the cannabinoids that are available at the moment are higher in their strength, and therefore there's higher implications for mental health and physical health. They're also a gateway drug for many clients, particularly young people and adolescents. Cannabis often goes hand in hand with alcohol use at a young age, and that can quickly progress into other drug use as well.
We heard yesterday concerns that drug dealers are pushing, that they're making some drugs available effectively free of charge to try and get young people using. The people who avail of your services, do you hear of stories of that nature?
We do indeed, yes. Drug pushers are very, very, they're very aware of what they're doing. And yes, they will entice and enhance young people into drug use by way of sampling, by way of trying this. They'll also introduce it via a network of friends. They'll introduce it via a network of partners to people as well, and therefore engage with their drug use. They then become dependent, want more, and obviously the cycle continues for that person.
And the cycle to which you refer there, you've mentioned people being drawn into sex work, people carrying drug debts. How much of a problem is this? Is it becoming worse, do you believe?
we do believe that, yes, it is. I mean, certainly from our own internal statistics, we do see an increase in the number of people whom are presenting to us for support. We see a particular increase in young women and young men who are trying to access service. Coalmine Ashley House provides the only mother and child care service, and that's for women who may be pregnant or women who may have children of preschool age. And there's a currently there's an extensive waiting list, an alarming waiting list to access that service provision.